and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I expect your phone call today because I'm going to ask you a really good question, and then I'm going to ask you to think about it for a moment and then rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. You'll see where we're going with this, and we're going to have a great discussion, and I think a lot of souls are going to be impacted today with the conversations and the calls that are going to come in. So here's the number. I'm going to give it to you ahead of time, so start calling. Trust me on this one, will you? Trust me. You're going to love this topic. Here's the phone number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Internationally, you can do country code 1205-271-2985. If you're calling in from England or outside of America, you can go ahead and call that number, and we'll put you to the front of the line if you're calling from England or some of the other countries that listen to Take Two, because we understand that it could be hard for you to wait long. So we'd love to hear from you. We always welcome those calls coming in internationally. But the rest of us, let's start calling 833-288-EWTN. Okay. Here we go. Drum roll. Here's the question. Now, this is for today. Just today. Think about it for today. Do you feel close to God? Do you feel close to God today? Now, I want you to also, if you're able to do it when you call in, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. I'm not judging you. I'm not debating it or anything. You'll see where I'm going with it. You got to trust me on this conversation here, because this is a very good exercise to see where you're at spiritually and where you're at with relationship to God and how you relate to God and how God relates to you. Do you feel God? Do you feel close to God? Yes or no, and then rate it and tell us why. We want to hear your comments, your takes on this. This is fascinating. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, we consider you part of the family. So please, if anyone, everyone that's listening, if you'd like to answer this question, now is the time to do it. Do you feel close to God? And if you can rate it for us, that would really help us with the discussion. Okay, here's the number again, 833-288-EWTN. Please light up those phone lines, 833-288-3986. Remember, this is the platform where we come together as the mystical body of Christ, the lay faithful, and we share our lived experiences, our takes. We look at ourselves and the world around us, and we have these conversations. And I can tell you this, I wish I had more time just to share with you what Charles and I see. Charles is our producer. What we see by way of feedback that comes back to us after we have these discussions. You guys are learning and growing in the faith from each other, and that's huge. This is a big, big work we're doing here. This isn't just let's all get together and have a nice chat about things. This is really, we're moving people along, and they are getting deeper in their spiritual lives and understanding God better. They are moving quicker towards God, which is a good thing, because in this world, a lot of people get stuck. Okay. And when you get stuck, you're actually moving backwards with God. Okay. So let's talk about that as well. 833-288-EWTN. The question I'm asking today on your show, this is your show. You are the teachers here. Do you feel close to God today? Today, right now. Okay. And then if you can scale it on a 0 to 10, how you feel. I know you're probably going to ask me if I feel close to God. I will share that later on in the show. I don't want to share it early on, because I don't want that to influence you on how you answer. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Now, Charles, I said our producer is at the controls. He also does a fabulous job posting content after the show on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So if you always want to jump over onto there and check it out on a daily basis, you'll see that there's trivia questions and all sorts of things that Charles posts to keep the understanding and the conversation going. So that's wonderful. Also, I'm waving to you on YouTube. You guys had the chats going strong yesterday. Let's keep them going strong today. And yes, I did finally wear my St. Michael hat. Some of you asked, why aren't you wearing the St. Michael hat during Angel Week? Well, I just pulled the hat out of the closet. Thank you to dear sweet Tony that gave it to me from Texas. She was so lovely. She gave one for me and one for my husband. And we love our St. Michael hat. You can't really see it unless I turn my head around. But on the back of the hat, it says, pray, hope, and don't worry, Padre Pio. So I just love this hat. And this is Angel Week. Why? Because Sunday was the Feast of the Archangels. And then we went into St. Jerome, the Feast of St. Jerome. We went into the Feast of the Guardian Angels, St. Therese of Lisieux. We are now moving towards St. Francis of Assisi tomorrow on First Friday, which is our Real Presence show. Right around the corner is St. Teresa of Avila. Then you got Blessed Carlo Acutis. I mean, October is just packed. And it's also Rosary Month, so definitely to honor Our Lady. Guess what, guys? There's one open phone line for this first set of calls coming in. 833-288. I told you were going to like this topic. 833-288-3986. I think after 9.5 years, I know the Take-Two family, and so does Jerry, because we journey with each other, and we get your emails, we respond. A while back, in I think 2019, we all wrote a book together, the Take Two family. I mean, so there's so many things we do together as a family of listeners, and it's wonderful to have these great conversations so we can learn and grow, be a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. The saint for today is Saint Theodora Guren, and interesting, fascinating story. In fact, all the saints, they have incredible journey. Their journey of life is amazing. They had the ups and downs, twists and turns, and I can assure you that if you read the lives of the saints, there were times where they felt very close to God, and there were times where they felt very far away. Very far away. They couldn't feel God. They didn't sense God was there. They weren't sure God loved them. They weren't sure they were doing the right thing. I mean, there's so many saints that went through those dry periods where they just felt like, wow, where is God in all this? Am I really getting closer to God? So look at the lives of the saints as our role models, because they can really help us to go deeper and to understand this idea of getting closer to God. St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa, the way he structured the Summa, it's we come from God, and our job is to get back to God, okay? And it's important that we understand how we relate to God and how God is with us. It's not just head knowledge, it's heart knowledge, okay? So there's a lot to be said about this, but you hear the music. I'm going to hit the pause button. When I come back, right to the phones, we shall go at 833-288. EWTN. Call us. How close do you feel to God? How close? Kind of rate it for us. 0 to 10. Do you feel, and I'm talking about today, how you feel today close to God. Do you feel super close to God today? Maybe you're a 10. You feel so close to God. It's like, oh, I feel, wow, he's right there. I know he's with me. And maybe you're at a 5 or a 6, or sometimes you move up and you move down based on what's going on during the day. So let's talk about it. I'm going to get to Tom in McKinney, Texas in just a moment. Tom, hold on for another 15 seconds. I want to share about X, formerly Twitter. Okay, EWTN Radio is all over social media. All your favorite programs are available right now. Check us out on X at EWTN Radio. Remember, EWTN is everywhere. I love that. Okay, let's go to the phones. And if you'd like to jump in on this wonderful conversation about how close you feel to God, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can pick up that last open phone line on the first set of calls. We have a back waiting area, so you can keep calling if you want to get in, and we'll take as many calls as time permits. But let's go to Tom in McKinney, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, sir. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic.
Yeah, to get right to the point, I'm feeling like an 8 today, mm-hmm, in closeness to God. And if you were to ask me that a year ago, I probably would have been a -8.
Wow.
So it's been a year journey of kind of trials, tribulations, and challenges with losing my job, but I've been really doing everything I can to spend time before the Lord, and so it hasn't been easy, but I'm happy to say that even though I still don't have a job, I'm feeling close to the Lord.
So you went from a -8 last year to an 8 today. What made you fully trust? Because it's all about trust with God, right, Tom? It's all about trust. And you just said you're still looking for that right job for yourself. So what made you free fall into God's arms? I'm really curious. And I think the Take Two family is as well.
Yeah, well, like I said, it wasn't easy. It was challenging. And there's been a lot of internal suffering, you might say. Mm-hmm. So at each step of the way, as I sought the Lord, even though there was times of painfulness, you know, personal pain, I had to keep trusting that he was there. Mm-hmm. And I did that, you know, you were talking about, you know, looking at the lives of the saints. You know, I read Hebrews a lot, which talks about the lives of, like, you know, David and others who were faithful.
Right.
So those were, you know, things that kept me grounded. Once again, it wasn't easy, but they kept me grounded, and I just had to believe that those stories were true. And even though things didn't look good at certain times and looked really, you know, terrible, I know the Lord has to turn this around. So that was a big part of it. And other mm-hmm. things was the faithfulness of others. Along this last year, we've had gifts from people we haven't talked to in, like, forever. And that's been one of those things that's kind of like a shot in the arm, you know. You get these gifts from people to keep you going, you know, financially. And, man, that's been, like, crazy. It's been amazing mm-hmm. how the Lord has sustained us through this really right. challenging, you know, time.
Well, so you're learning too this how to receive well, you know, and then eventually, Tom, when you get that position where you start to pay your own bills and do that stuff again to support your family, you'll pay it forward. You will, because you're at that 8 with God, and so God has there's a plan and a purpose for everything when we go through these difficult times. So Tom, let me ask you this, because the Take Two family, we are praying, as you know, we're a praying family. We love to pray. So what are we looking for by way of work for you? Because we want to go specific with God. And I'm just going to let you know right up front, I'm going to St. Joseph and I'm going to Padre Pio. So because I'm wearing the hat today that says pray, hope, and don't worry on the back of this golf cap. So what are we going for, Tom?
Well, I'm in marketing and technology, so the whole marketing and digital technology. And one thing I will say, this past Monday I had a really great interview, and I'm just hoping and praying that I will get a call back, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, for step number two. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. And you have a family you're supporting?
Yes, I do. I have a wife, and I have a special needs daughter.
Okay, so we need to go big with this, Tom. Okay, so you're going to keep us posted. We're going to have that praise report. If it's God's will that you get this good position that can provide for you and your child, great. If not, God has something bigger and better planned for you, Tom, because you are trusting God, and it's all about trust, and you're doing that. And we're going to pray to Our Lady. We're going to pray to the saints. And Tom, please, if you can drop us an email and let us know you got the job, or just call in again. Matt will happily take the call to let us know so we can praise God as well with you. Tom, I got a good feeling about this. We serve a big God, and you're doing all the right things going into the living word of God. God does not lie, okay? And it's our job to constantly remind ourselves that it is the truth, and it's the living word of God, and it pertains to us today, and God has our back. And Tom, I wish all the best for you. I have a good feeling about this, okay?
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep the faith. Keep that joy. You're going to get that job or even a better job. I think it's wonderful. Wow. Great call.
Will do.
Okay, Tom. Thank you. Oh, and the email, to send us an email, and anyone can send us praise reports emails, take2@ewtn.com. By the way, Charles Beery's right on top of it. He's going to post on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and I'll get to some of those comments as well that are coming in over there. But Charles is going to post an article really cool about having a relationship with God. So check it out when you get a chance today on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Okay, we're going to move to Chris, and Chris is from Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just enjoy listening to the channel. I'm a first time caller, and I'm just thrilled to be able to be here and share my experience with God, and I just I'm thrilled to excuse me to be able to let everyone know that God works for everyone, and the only way that it worked for me, that God worked for me, was to, I guess, surrender and just finally give up that last little bit of my own will, my fight to do things my way and to have control. And it took me a long time and a lot of work and a lot of practice. I always knew there was a God since I was young, but we used to work in harmony. God and I used to work together. That was my, and God protected me. Mm-hmm. God knew, that I meant well, but I wasn't ready. It's a lot of work to carry the message of prayer and power from God. It's a lot of work. And, so I heard you or the last caller mentioned that, or you, I think, said, try to live by the way that the disciples lived, to learn how to go through a day, maybe follow some of the things that the disciples did. And what I do is I try to just ask myself, what would Jesus do? That's what I do. When I get into situations where I'm not sure, I very simply say, what would Jesus do? But I give myself a rating, probably a 10. I'm probably on a 10 with God right now.
Wow. That's awesome.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's been like that for a while. It's hard to describe the peace, peace and the love. Because that's really all I feel. I feel peace, love, joy. I'm not excited. I'm so happy and peaceful, and I try to give, that's what I do. I try to give, and I'm only capable of so much, God knows. And the only thing that gets in the way is my own mind, my own thinking.
And
that's where I have to practice trying to figure out what's my will and what's God's will for me. And I try to do that constantly. Try to determine, is it my will that I want to do? And guess what? I do my will a lot still. I still do my own will.
No, I get
it. Not necessarily what God would want, but I tell you, if anybody ever questions the power of God and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and all the teachings, there's, the proof is there. I just had to open my eyes. And once I started seeing people like you and others that are blessed and follow the path, I too began to follow.
Wow. That was powerful. Chris, I just want to thank you for being a first-time caller. I have to squeeze that in and share that. Thank you so much. But I wanted to share, you started out saying something about surrendering to God. Did you ever, I'm just curious, did you ever do the surrender novena or the prayers, Father Delindo Rutolo, Jesus, you take the wheel, I surrender, and really, because you sound so... you do sound so peaceful.
Sincere.
Yes, you do. It's coming through loud and clear. So have you done to get to a 10? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'd be honest. Like, I'll tell you that I tell you what I think, how it happened. I think it's because I put myself such hard times earlier in my life that, you know, to the point of, you know, near suicide, not wanting to live, and just not understanding why I didn't have life like other people that I saw around me.
Right.
Unhappy, miserable. I tried so many different ways, and then somewhere God brought someone to me. Someone came in my life and said, "Chris, you know, what are you giving to God today? What are you doing for God? Is there, it was, you know, it was always all about me."
Yeah. So you got out of yourself. I get it. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, and I mean, you can't share enough about it. It's, you know, I read, I've got a Bible sitting here. I'm not, don't have the scriptures memorized, but you know, I go near where I live. There's an abbey. All I can say is that once I open the door to Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to keep that door open and just take whatever comes my way. And there's pain. There's going to be pain, you know. But I trust and believe that there's reasons for it. Things that we'll never understand. Look around the world. Mm-hmm. Do I have a problem in the world? I have water, food, shelter, heat, air conditioning. Are you kidding me? A car, a couple cars. I mean, I have my health.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem. I have no business complaining about anything except the devil. I don't like the devil.
right. Well, but Chris, you know, I have to tell you, your contribution today, I think, is so needed. And I can tell you, probably we're going to hear afterwards feedback from our wonderful Take Two family that they appreciated you stepping up and being a first time caller and sharing from your heart, because you're spot on everything you're saying. So I want to say thank you, first and foremost. Also, because you're a first-time caller, please, I'm going to ask you, call us again, definitely, because by you saying a 10, you know, you really put it out there. And so you set the bar very high, and that's awesome. I'm starting to talk like a Bostonian here. Okay, and by the way, I love how everyone from Massachusetts has the most beautiful accent. You're so blessed, I have to tell you. It's so much fun listening to you. Just wanted to say that, Chris.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's
I actually enjoy the station. I keep it on my phone, and no matter if I'm out and about or sitting around, at any point in time, I just flip on Station of the Cross, and I pull up you know, wherever you may be sometimes I listen to the homily. I listen to the service on Sunday.
Sure.
You never know what I'm going to find, but you know, I'm not trying to find news channels on TV or bebop through the radio stations, trying to find music and things, because honestly, the devil is in most places where I turn.
Mm. Well,
so I try to be very careful on the direction where I move forward with anything.
Right. You're using your time wisely. You're guarding your eyes. Absolutely. Chris, thank you so much. You mentioned the Station of the Cross. They're actually having their pledge drive this week. So I hope that everybody in your area is supporting generously, because we need Catholic radio now more than ever. Chris, thank you so very much. We hope to hear from you again. God bless you. I have to leave it there, because in just about 30 seconds, you're going to hear the music. There it goes. Well, Charles is right on cue. Coming up next is Margaret, our dear friend Margaret from Mercer Island, Washington. So Margaret, hang on, and the others, if you'd like to join this conversation and rate where you are, how close you feel to God, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call us. How close do you feel to God today? Can you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10? We'd love to hear from you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And Margaret, hold on just another second. I just wanted to share this with our listeners. I mentioned that the Station of the Cross has their pledge drive going on this week, so please give generously. And there's pledge drives happening all around the country. So when your Catholic radio station comes to you, please, you're supporting your local listening area with the gospel message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, Catholic Radio Network is having their pledge drive this week. I'm actually hosting that pledge drive. So it's very exciting to see all the pledges coming in. And thanks to everyone that loves Take Two and the spirit world. I so appreciate it. But congratulations going out to our great EWTN radio partner, Our Lady of Mount Carmel Education and Evangelization Society in Pittsburgh, Kansas, is celebrating 10 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Father Bob McElwee and his great team at KOOJ from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, we're going to another friend who I love so dearly, Margaret in Mercer Island, listening on Alexa. Hi, Margaret. How are you doing?
Well, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know. Me as well.
I want to tell you to say hello to Jerry the next time you get a chance, because we really miss him. Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. You know something, Margaret? It's so interesting because you listen out of the Sacred Heart Radio listening family, and you were so kind in your beautiful words when you made a pledge to the pledge drive recently. And I did tell Jerry. I said, "Margaret from Mercer Island, I heard from her." So it put a smile on his face. So, but I'll tell him again.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And actually, today I'm having a really good day. I think I can say it's about a 10.
Wow.
And I believe it's because God has been so good to me, helping me through and accepting this neuropathy that I have almost all over the body. Mm-hmm. And anyhow, God is good, and He was good to me. I have three wonderful kids that try to help me through when I need help. And so anyhow, I feel really blessed.
Well, you do have a great family, and your outlook, your generosity, your heart, Margaret, it's so obvious. And so, you know this. I mean, well, I've said this before, I think, to you. Your name is Margaret, right? And so you look at St. Margaret Mary Alico, right? It's right, Margaret, it's heart to heart. And you are such a beautiful person. I love your heart. You just have to imagine that God's heart is aligned to you. And so if you're feeling a 10 today, you're feeling that love. I just got chills when I said that. Did you get chills? I just got chills.
Yes, I did.
Margaret, so. you're blessed. I know you've been through so many hard things, and you still continue to go through things. We all have our crosses, right? But the way
That's
you
handle right. Right, everybody.
But,
yeah.
Right. But the way you handle it, I think is so beautiful for your family. And that's what I think is going to go on for generations, because the way we handle the things we go through, people are watching. People are watching all around. And people you don't know, people you do know, your kids, your grandkids, whomever are around us watching it. And so if you feel close to God with a 10, that's huge. And that's going to radiate out of you and to other people. So many blessings to you. I just love you so very, very much.
Thank you. And I'm going to work to try to help keep it at a 10 or a 9 or close. One day at a time, right?
One day at a time. Well, it's funny, Margaret. I was telling Charles, our producer, on the break. I said, maybe I should share what I was going to rate it for today, or maybe not, because, you know, Chris set the bar so high at that 10. I'm actually probably an 8 or 9 today. And it's interesting. I do feel close to God always, but there's certain days that I just feel like, you know, every once in a while, there'll be that little second of a thought going, okay, Lord, you are here, right? Right? Margaret, do you ever get like that, where it's just like you have to remind yourself?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. And how lucky that I really am, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, the people that don't believe in God, I just feel so sorry for them, you know? So, but I don't want to keep everybody else from being able to talk to you. So I'm glad I got a hold of you, and have a good day. And
thank you.
Okay.
You as well. And we've got you in the book, Margaret, you and the whole family. Okay.
Thank you. Especially put my Brian. Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to let you go. Okay.
All righty. Take care. Thank you so much. That was Margaret from Mercer Island, Washington, calling in. She's just a loyal listener and friend of Take Two, and we just are so appreciative to her. Okay, so we're going to go. Actually, let's go to Patricia. And Patricia's in the great state of New Jersey on Sirius XM. Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. What part of New Jersey, I have to ask, since I was born and raised there?
I'm in the north.
Oh, that's where I was. I was from Essex County.
This is Morris County, actually.
Okay. I used to play golf in Morris County. I love Morris County. Beautiful. My sister taught at Mendham High School. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so go ahead. Take it away, Patricia. You're from New Jersey. You're on Sirius XM. You're going to rate to how close you feel to God today.
I feel like I'm a 10. In fact, just yesterday, I was thinking about how much my faith in God has held me up with a series of difficulties over the past few years. And I feel that if I didn't have my faith, I don't know how I would have gotten through it.
Mm.
And the benefit of having the faith is that I felt like I was being held up at a time, held up by God, almost like embraced, at a time when I was feeling very alone. There were a series of, you know, extended family being ill, and related to that, there were unfortunately very unpleasant dynamics. And then I had a surgery that didn't go well. And then there were other personal things that happened. And what I was also thinking about is I realized I can't be in control of everything, that I have to let go. I have to believe God has a plan for me. And I believe there's a quote from Corinthians that says, faith is based on things unseen. And that helped me a lot because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But when I turn to God, I feel like I have hope.
Right.
And I also feel that I am very strong. No matter what is going on, I can do this. And I will get through it and push through.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That was powerful. Do you feel like we were just talking with Margaret, the prior caller, about... Do you feel bad for people that don't have that kind of hope and faith? I mean, it's not that I have this like pity and that I really, my heart aches for them. What do you say to that?
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, I don't know how people get through difficulties in life without having faith.
Right.
And to that, I feel gratitude that I've been able to pay attention and let God into my life. And I will say my faith is stronger now as a result of having weathered through difficulties than it was when I did not have those difficulties. Right. And I feel like I've gotten stronger, I've grown, and you know, I have more wisdom, and mm-hmm. I have more sensitivity to reach out and be supportive to those mm-hmm. who I see need it.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, so you built your empathy, you built that ability to relate to others. You got stronger through those trials. You built that trust, absolutely. And that's why God permits these things. It's not that he's a mean God. It's not that he's a punishing God trying to hurt us. We have to be put through these things in order to rise up and trust God above the storm. Trust God more. Why? Because we We're not really going to just learn that. I guess we can. I guess there's some people that can do that. But most people, it's through those struggles that they do get strong and do rely on God, do free fall into God's arms. And that's what he wants. He wants all of us, but he wants us to come to him freely. So we have to go through these things in order to get to that point. Wow, Patricia, this was powerful. What a great call. Thank you so much for contributing today.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Continue listening because Michael's coming up next and there's room for others. We do have room and there's still time if you want to weigh in on this. Here's the question. How close do you feel to God today? And can you rate it on a scale of 0 to 10? 833-288-EWTN. You don't have to, if you don't have time to tell us the whole story, just call up and I'll get you on air and you can say I'm a 5, a 6, a 7, 8, 9, 10, and this is why. 833-288-3986. Hurry to the phones and call. We're going to get to Michael next from North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hello. So I had an experience yesterday where I went, I'd say from, I don't know, a 2 to a 10. It was bad, just a bad, very bad day. And, I drive for a living, and sometimes it just feels like it's getting worse all the time. And I've been fighting with just old sins and habits and vices. And I went to, on my lunch break, I went to our local church. I wanted to try to get to confession and adoration, and the line was too long, you know, and my phone started going off in adoration, and I went home in a really bad spot. And we have a Divine Mercy up above our stove. And I looked up at it and I said, you know, I know you have this burning love for us, for your people, for your children. And I want to feel that, but I don't feel close right now. It feels like you're far away and I can't reach you. I said, I need you now. Like, I need you close. And just then my wife walked in and gave me a big hug. And we're told, I've heard a lot of times, we're told to look for Christ in our enemies and in difficult people, but I don't think we always look close enough in the people close to us. And it just really hit home hard, the value of really just showing up and being Christ to others when they need it. And I went out that day at a 10, just trying to be Christ to everyone I met after that, because I've never had such a quick turnaround. And I don't know, it's changed the way I look at things. And it's, I was just like, just one day out of the week or out of my life, but I tell you what, it seems like it made a real difference, and it didn't have to happen that way, but it all just came together in just a perfect way. So I guess that's my story.
Well, I don't think there's a dry eye in the listening family right now, Michael, because what you said, wow, that hit all of us. I can speak for the Take Two family. Do you feel comfortable giving us your wife's first name? I want to put you and your wife in our prayer book. We pray for all the couples, but your wife sounds very special, and we'd love to know her first name.
She is. Her name is Jane. No, and she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And she shows up every day like that for me, and I try to do the best I can and return the favor for her, because I don't know. They say that marriage is the closest thing we have to heaven here. And I tell you what, sometimes it doesn't always feel like that, but
right.
I felt it yesterday. It was, I don't know, it was something else.
Well, you guys are together. You're journeying together and you're showing up for each other. You're there for each other. You have that, you know, you said you looked at that divine mercy image that's in your house. And, you know, that's love. That's love. And it's love from God. It's love radiating between the two of you. So yeah, your beautiful wife was there. She showed up at the right time. And that's incredible. May I ask this only because it sounds like you're at this beautiful point of like you're having an epiphany, you know, this aha moment that you understand this and it's hitting you deeply. Do you pray on a regular basis with your wife? Because if you don't, I would suggest you do, because it's just going to go deeper and deeper. Remember, God never stops short. He keeps going. He keeps having us journey along and build on what we know to be true. So do you guys pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy together?
Not as much as we should. I mean, I do most of my praying at work, and sometimes it's awfully hard by myself, but I know we do pray on occasion, but I know we could do a lot better.
Well, there you go. You know what? And start as soon as you can. And a little goes a long way with God, Michael. A little goes a long way. But you'll see, the more you bring God at the center, the more the two of you are receptive to being Christ to each other like you're doing, it just gets better and better each day. It's just the way our Lord works. The graces pour forth. The graces are there. They're abundant. It's like a turning on a faucet, and it just flows. And so that's a wonderful thing. Are you guys? Were you married in the church?
Oh, absolutely. It's been 8 years now.
So. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So yeah, it's all
five
it's all
kids and.
A big family. I love it. Well, God bless you, Michael. You know, you spoke from your heart. And when we have, especially men that call in to take two, and a lot of men call in and they love to really just, they want to share from their heart because they do share with their families. I'm sure you shared with your wife and your family, but they want to share with other people. And we don't have these opportunities anymore, especially after the COVID interruption. We don't have these opportunities at the water cooler at work or places where people gather. It seems like everybody's running around. And so I'm so glad that you trusted us, Michael, and you shared it with us. Cause I know, I believe it. That you helped many souls today. So thank you.
And thank you. Just, I mean, remember everybody, show up. Mm-hmm. World needs us to show up now more than ever. So.
Yep. Amen to that. Amen. God bless you, Michael. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm wearing a St. Michael hat today, so I think this is the day of Michael's. In fact, I've got a lot of messages coming in from Michael, so it's so interesting because we just celebrated the Feast of the Archangels on Sunday. St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, beautiful archangels. So thank you again, Michael. I'm going to switch over to Facebook because I want to squeeze in Facebook on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Sheila answered the question, said, yes, I do feel close to God. Being a Catholic has changed me and my walk has become a lot stronger and my prayer life as well has increased. Also, my love for the Lord. Wow, that is so beautiful. And then it says here, my love for the Lord and my life has really gotten a lot stronger. See, just what we were saying to Michael. I love the Lord. That's what Sheila said on Facebook. So beautiful. And YouTube, you guys are coming in with strong comments on YouTube. I'm waving to all of you. Big chats are going there. You can also call in. There's still time. Okay, I'll squeeze you in at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We got a lot of folks going with the chats on YouTube. Terry says, I work with some existentialist agnostic people. Wow, that's a big tongue twister. Even when I can't feel God, I perceive a very real difference in my outlook on life compared to theirs. It's quite sad, really. Oh, okay, so you're working with some folks that are agnostic. Well, agnostics, they acknowledge some kind of higher power, but I agree with agnostics and atheists. It's sometimes when we're relating and we, as Christians, we use the the things we know how to tap into graces and blessings by prayer and leaning on God, right? So we go to that as the way to comfort ourselves, as a way to get through things. And you're right. It's unfortunate with the agnostics and atheists, and is that you can't exactly explain why you're going to that place, right? So, for instance, you have a problem at work, and you're thinking, okay, I've got to send this email, and I don't really know how this is going to turn out. A lot of people pray before they send that email, okay? And if you were to tell that to your coworker who is an agnostic or an atheist, they'll be like, oh, well, you know, big deal. Why did you do that? Well, see, we go to those places as Christians. And they don't. So there is there's a disconnect on how we work together and how we communicate and how we interact with each other. So you see where I'm going with this, folks. There's room for improvement in this area, and the way to do it is, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is to live it. Just live it. Live your best Christian life. And live it openly and freely. You know how Michael said, show up as Christ. Be Christ-like to everyone you meet. It is so important. We're going to get to Antonio listening on the podcast. So I think I'm waving to you because I think you might have video there on the podcast. Antonio, take it away.
Yeah, my name's Antonio. I'm from Essex County in Newark, New Jersey.
Nice.
I had a miracle this week, being that the Archangel's week. It started with St. Michael's on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I go to church every morning. I had a miracle. I've been using drugs for 50 years, and I just stopped. You know, I have no urge for it anymore. I've been praying to Jesus, and I asked him, if he will make that one miracle this week, I will stop using for life. And it worked. Yes, I continue going to church every morning. I have to practice on confession more often. Mm-hmm. And I had a miracle, and I believe the angels heard my cry.
Yeah,
and.
Yeah.
I haven't used in 4 days.
Wow. Antonio, that is amazing. We are praising God with you. I put you in the prayer book as you were speaking, and God freed you from this. But here's what's important. You're going to Mass. Please get some holy water, some sacramentals. Have the priest at church bless a St. Benedict medal or a miraculous medal or both. Get a rosary blessed, Antonio, and start to pray the rosary. Stay close to Our Lady. Sleep with the rosary. You've been freed of this for 4 days. Let's keep this going and really praise God that this miracle happened in your life. Very, very powerful. And that's how much God loves you, and you called out to the angels and for heavenly assistance, and they arrived, and that is a wonderful thing. And we are praising God with you and rejoicing. Way to go! Way to go! More power to you, Antonio.
Yeah, thank you for your prayers. I'm a contributor. I contribute to EWTN. I send the money every week, so.
Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you so much. And I love Essex County, New Jersey. Way to go. It's a beautiful area. You've got a lot of great churches around there, great communities. So, you know, keep that support around you. And we're here for you, too, this virtual community of Take Two. So you always stay in touch with us, okay?
Yes. Okay. And God has put me, I have a church all across the street from where I live at. So, you know. I go to Mass every day.
Good. Good. Well, you received the Eucharist. And tomorrow, Antonio, we're going to be talking about the real presence, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. So yeah, the Eucharist absolutely strengthens us for the journey. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. And we already got the Take-Two family sending prayers around you for that continued strength on this journey. What a miracle. Beautiful. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Sunday Catholic Word with apologist Carlo Broussard. Is the only podcast that looks at the Sunday Mass readings and focuses on the details that are relevant to explaining and defending the Catholic faith. This week, Carlo answers the question, is Jesus lower than the angels? You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends at, and affiliates around the world at EWTN Podcast Central. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. By the way, just to give you, I don't want to be a spoiler of Carlo's show, but the angels are created through Christ and for Christ. They're Christ's angels, and Mary is the queen of angels. So just wanted to share that. Tomorrow is our Real Presence show on the Eucharist, so I really expect full phone lines for tomorrow, because as we highlight the Eucharist all over the world on Take Two, I want to thank Charles Beery, our producer, doing a fine job. Matt and the phones, excellent work today, Matt, and Michael McCall on social media. I'm waving to all the social media groups. You guys, the chats are going strong. Love all the Take Two family, and thank you to all the affiliates that carry this program live. You're doing such a great work. I say it every time, but we have brand new listeners, and I know that the affiliates like the feedback. So until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.